This is David Mayo, and you're listening to Bobcat Radio on 89.9 KTSW.
Thank you very much, David Mayo. We had to use you twice there as we're coming in hot on the final segment of Bobcat Radio. I'm your host, Evan. I'm up here in the studio with Kirk and my man, Ryan. We're just breaking down the NFL action. If you don't like what we're talking about, that's all right. Give us a call right here in the studio, 245-FIRE. That's 512-245-FIRE. And look out, because Drew Brees got his first win of the season against Teddy Bridgewater's Vikings as Matt Castle went out with an ankle injury. They won 20-9. Drew Brees just victimizing another rookie quarterback. Nothing new.
Yeah, I thought they could have played a little better. I mean, 20-9, Vikings aren't very good. Well, I guess a win's a win right now. It's better 1-2 than 0-3. The Saints played pretty good. You know, they got good running back production from Pierre Thomas and Kai Robinson. They're the second-year player. Liked the way he spread the ball around, as always. Brees, I know he didn't like that hit. I don't know if y'all saw that hit that
I didn't.
He got,
what happened?
And he got hit by, I forgot the guy's name from the Vikings, but got hit and then got body slammed. And, you know, that's a penalty now. And went up and pushed him down. So, got a penalty. Drew Brees didn't, but the defensive end got a penalty. And Brees wasn't happy about
it. You know, these people claim that these NFL quarterbacks are these little pancakes. But I'll tell you what, if you catch one of these NFL quarterbacks in a back alley, that's going to be the last guy you want to drop the gloves with. They are titanic men standing in front of you. There are three teams in the NFL that are undefeated. The Eagles, the Bengals, and the Cardinals.
How about them Cardinals beating the 49ers?
That's crazy.
How about them Cardinals?
And they don't even have their starting
Scanton.
Yeah, they don't even have their starting quarterback. You know, Carson Palmer's out. And that's shocking. They have a good offense, and their defense is very stingy. So
we have a newsflash of a Johnny Manziel sighting. He was in the Ravens Browns game as he did not play quarterback. Did you see the whole sequence of plays? They brought him on to quarterback, and then they brought him off the field, and they had him go up to the coach, like, what do you make a big deal out of it? And it was all part of the game plan, and they said, go, go, go. And he took off down the field. He caught, I don't think he scored a touchdown.
No,
he
got a first down. It was a penalty, and they took it back.
Oh, they took it back.
Yeah, but it was a creative play, you know.
I liked it.
I don't think anyone's going to be falling for it again, though. They should have saved it for a better opponent than the Ravens.
I liked it. I mean, the Browns had a tough three-game stint now, and they're going to be okay. It looks like coming out 1-2. They got one win. I know they were thinking 0-3. The Packers and Lions faced off this Sunday, two arch rivalries, and the Packers are now 1-2. The Lions are 2-1. It looks like Jim Caldwell is turning around Calvin Johnson's team. Thoughts on the Packers as they only put 7 points up in the first quarter, and then got shut out the remaining game, part of the game.
Yeah, I'm not happy with the Packers' offense. That's, you know, that's their bread and butter is their offense. They still have a lot of weapons and a top three quarterback, in my opinion, in the league, and Aaron Rodgers. And, you know, this is the second time in three games they haven't played well offensively, you know. And the Lions' secondary is not great. I know their front seven's pretty good, and they can get to the quarterback, but
I don't know anyone on their DBs. Yeah,
you gotta put up more than 7 points, Aaron Rodgers, and get the ball to your playmakers, and even Eddie Lacy. Eddie Lacy was supposed to be a huge running back.
Man, dust.
Bust, man. He has not played well at all. I don't think he's had a 100-yard game yet.
I really can't tell you what's going on, but the Packers, I just don't think Aaron Rodgers. He had a lot of injuries last year, and I just don't think he's fully healthy, and they're throwing him out there too early.
Colts beat the Jags, nothing new there. Raiders, Patriots whooped up on David Carr's little brother there. So you got to, you know, David Carr's calling the little bro, telling him, don't worry, I played 8 years in Houston getting sacked. You'll be all right for two more weeks. The Cardinals had, why can I not remember the 49ers quarterback's name? Colin Kaepernick, unbelievable. He came into the desert thinking he was all that. They were up 14-6 at halftime, and then the Cardinals dropped 17 points. They shut out the 49ers in the second half. That defense came alive in Sam Acho and the rest of the Cardinals. And look out for Orlando Scantron coming on the field and throwing dimes.
Yeah, Drew Stanton played well. I mean, he threw it to Michael Floyd and James. I think his name was Jared Brown. I mean, some no-name guys. They get guys.
Didn't throw it to Larry Fitzgerald, yeah. I'll tell you that.
Give you the main guy, Larry Fitzgerald, didn't get many. I think he got two or three catches, but they're playing well. And the defense, I think, is what's really carrying them right now. Is they, you know, they shut them out, the 49ers out in the second half. It's almost like the roles are reversed in the 49ers and Cardinals. The Cardinals look like they have the best defense in the NFC right now.
49ers, of course, with Aldon Smith, they're missing him. And then, of course, they're running back with the domestic violence charges that they'll be facing. Chiefs beat the Dolphins to get their first win in the season. Dolphins have dropped two in a row. Steelers, Panthers, that was a blowout. Ryan was talking about this Broncos-Seahawks game. I was not that interested in the game. However, I saw the beginning kickoff and the final touchdown. Ryan, you wanted to talk about this game. Break it down.
Break it down. The Seahawks are still really good. They are so tough to play at home. You look at the Broncos, they really only had two drives where they made it really into the Seahawks territory and threatened them. And one of them ended up being a field goal, and then the other, they scored a touchdown. But Peyton Manning mounted a comeback, but it was really shocking to see the Seahawks defense just swarmed the Broncos the entire game. Peyton Manning was really limited until the end of the game where he had those two touchdowns. But at the same time, like I mentioned in my name drop, Russell Wilson came out slinging. He's on top of the world right now, and the Seahawks are really establishing their dominance. But this is what the Super Bowl should have liked at. Did you guys happen to catch this game?
Yeah, I saw the whole thing. That was this. You couldn't have been disappointed in that game. It had everything you wanted. It had late game comeback, overtime, heroics,
sudden death. Yeah,
I mean, it had everything. You know, comebacks and.
I tell you what, the NFL lucked out that this turned into a game because they were looking at a Sunday where not very many games were good except the Cowboys game. Yeah. Going on to week four, but before we do that, Jets-Bears tonight. Who y'all got?
I got the Bears. I think Jay Cutler's playing well, and he's got a weapon. I don't think Geno Smith's ready for the challenge just yet. Although he has played well, I think the Bears will take it.
I have to go with the Jets. I think they almost came away with a victory last week, and I think they're just improving.
Going on to week four, Giants-Redskins.